KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health. And at 7:07, we have clear skies and 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny today with a high of 78. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with a check of area and state news on KJAN. An investment the City of Atlantic made in the housing rehabilitation program has come full circle with a reimbursement check for $65,000 issued to Mayor Dave Jones Wednesday evening. In December of 2020, the City Council had passed a resolution establishing a nonprofit housing rehabilitation revolving loan fund. At that same December 16th meeting, they appropriated funds and partnered with Shift ATL on the organization's first housing project at 608 Hazel Street. SWPCO Community Development Director and Shift ATL co-founder Alexis Fleener said Wednesday the project was completed and the home was sold for $154,000. She said the house was purchased for rehab in the amount of $63,000, but with closing costs included, this loan from the city came to $65,000.
It is sold now, so we helped the city about a little under 2.5 times more taxes that you'll get from that property. We paid $1,132,000 in taxes a year, and I estimate that it'll go up to about $2,800.
She says that when they paid off the loan and the check presented Wednesday night clears the bank, Shift ATL will have made $33,000. The funds reimbursed to the city will be deposited back into the nonprofit housing fund for future projects. In other business, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday passed by a vote of 6-1 a resolution granting Mike Pellett, the owner of 60499 Glacier Road, permission to connect to the city's sanitary sewer system.
I'm putting up a building out there also as we speak and chose that location for a lot of the reasons. One of them is the hard road that's been there. One of them is we've got existing facilities within my family. That land has been in my family for generations, and so it's a great place to put it. One thing was access to reliable water and sanitary sewer facilities.
Councilman Dick Cassidy was the lone no vote.
I want you to have it. I'm not voting no for you not to have it. I want you to have it. But we're setting a precedent for people not in the city limits. They're supposed to be in the city limits to get this stuff. And I'm afraid that someday it may come up and bite us when people to the south and east want to build and outside the city limits and want the stuff, and we can't annex them into the city because of this.
According to City Administrator John Lund, annexing the address on Glacier Road would have been impractical due to it being too far from the city limits, and then the city would have had to absorb a bridge, one that they do not need to add to the infrastructure liabilities. In other news, the council approved the closing of select streets on October 9th at 6 p.m. for the Atlantic Firemen's Parade. And Mayor Dave Jones said Halloween is Sunday, October 31st from 5 until 7:30 p.m. And the council approved the appointment of Heather Santee Brown to the Housing Committee. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday gave permission for City Administrator John Lund to book a fireworks show for July 4th, 2022. Previously, the Personnel and Finance Committee had discussed offers from two local vendors with the desire, regardless of which company was chosen, to have a mind-blowing fireworks show. Lund said while there is a desire to support local business, it's going to be very difficult to choose between two companies.
And I have a sense that we're not necessarily comfortable picking winners and losers that way, and neither of those businesses are actually licensed to do Class B display show.
He said the company that had previously performed a fireworks show at the Atlantic Municipal Airport, Viking Pyrotechnics Incorporated, out of Shannon City, Iowa, has the required Class B license for such a show. The city had received complaints about the fireworks display this past July, saying the show was too short and didn't have the wow factor. J&M Displays, the company that put on the show, offered to give this community a free show valued at $6,000 in 2022, but the display wouldn't have been held on July the 4th, and it would be held on July 2nd instead. Mayor Dave Jones said people in other communities he's spoken with also experienced a brief fireworks display this year.
And it seems like 4 out of 5 people that we just mentioned about our short fuse we had here, he said the 4 out of 5 people I talked to all had the same one. About a 5 to 10 minute show, boom.
Oh, really?
So I don't know if it was short of the fireworks or what the heck to deal with.
John Lund said Viking Pyrotechnics has the 4th of July open, at least for now, but they need to know soon if the city wants to book that date. The only other thing he needed to know is if the council wants to stick with the $6,000 price tag for fireworks or spend a little more, like the benchmark Exira fireworks show that's put on. It was the consensus of the council that the city spend up to $10,000 for a 20-minute show, and that Lund arranged with Viking to make that show possible. Also, the City of Atlantic has presented three employees with plaques and congratulations for their 10 years of service to citizens of the community. Mayor Dave Jones made the presentations, and among those honored was Lieutenant Devin Hogue with the Atlantic Police Department, who began as a patrolman in August of 2011. City Administrator John Lund, who began as an assistant to the city administrator in March of 2011, was honored, along with Chad Silence, who joined the street department in March of 2011 as an equipment operator. That's a check of the news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health.